It's now 8 months since the coronavirus made its presence known in the Rochester region. As we learn more about how to control the spread of COVID-19, we managed to bring community spread of the virus down significantly in the spring. Now, Monroe County is reporting record daily highs in new cases. The average infection rate in the nine-county Rochester Finger Lakes region has soared from around 1% at its lowest point in the summer to over 4% now. Yesterday, Monroe County's Commissioner of Public Health said it's because more people are refusing to wear masks and practice social distancing. Dr. Michael Mendoza joins us now. I wanted to ask you about enforcement. Governor Cuomo continues to say it's up to local governments to enforce the rules. And throughout the pandemic, I know that you and other county leaders have emphasized education over enforcement. And I'm wondering, are we past that point now? If people are not getting the message by now, is it time for enforcement measures?
I think it is. But the challenge is, as you can imagine, it's very difficult and very undesirable to have, you know, the notion of people, you know, looking into your, you know, counting your cars in your driveway and so forth. I mean, that's not something any law enforcement agency wants to do, nor do I really think it's all that feasible, which is why the frustration I have is that we've gotten to this point, that the legal consequences are what Albany is looking for to get people to do the right thing. You know, where I wish we could have ended was that people did the right thing because it was the right thing to do for our neighbors. And, you know, I still have hope in that, but we do need to look into these enforcement measures. Now, I don't know the practicalities of that, and that certainly our law enforcement colleagues will have to weigh in on how to actually do that. But from our standpoint in the health department, you know, we have roles in restaurants and the businesses that we permit, but we're going to have to rely on our colleagues across the community to figure out how do we enforce these very unusual and unfortunately very necessary steps.
So you said this will be left up to law enforcement. Are you having those conversations right now about the need to do this?
Yes. Well, not me personally, but I know the county executive and his team have been working with law enforcement agencies to figure that out. That certainly has been a part of their conversations.
One of the reasons I mentioned enforcement is because what we're hearing from some parents of school children are that some of them resent the fact that 20% of students and staff at schools will have to be tested for coronavirus across most of Monroe County for in-person learning to continue. It's part of that state-designated yellow zone. They feel their kids are being punished because adults, or I guess a lot of young adults, don't play by the rules when their kids sit in school with masks all day and don't complain about it. When will this testing start at the school level?
Well, the testing is due to start next week, next Monday. The tests have arrived into our area. We've been working very closely with the public schools, the private schools, the charter school leadership to implement all of this. It is still a work in progress. We're going to be working through the day and weekend to finalize all of those details. But it is not enough. I completely understand where parents are coming from saying, you know, the schools have been the shining light, if you will, in our community. Why are we focusing on the schools? It does make sense, but it is not enough. We test in the schools because there are details about how we want to stay open that we can't answer without additional information about kids who are in schools, about staff and teachers who are in schools. But it is not enough, and we need to test in the community. We need to test in those zip codes, in those demographics where we're seeing more numbers. So our work is not done by any stretch simply by testing in the schools.
Now, there are different kinds of tests out there. A lot of us have had the test with a sinus swab that can be kind of unpopular, but it's a small price to pay for community health. What kinds of tests will be used for the school students?
Well, thankfully, the test that is going to be used in the schools is much less invasive. It does not go back to the throat like the conventional PCR test does. This is a rapid point-of-care test, results back in 15 minutes, and the swab goes in only about an inch at most, and in younger kids even less, and it goes more upwards in the nose as opposed to straight back. So it tickles at most. But I can understand that a lot of students and parents will be uncomfortable or uncertain at first. But my hope is that after we see this and grow more comfortable with it, that ultimately people will want to have their kids tested because it will give them information that they may want to know looking ahead to planning for Thanksgiving.
But parents can opt their children out of this testing. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in medicine, we never want to do anything without consent unless it's an emergency, obviously. And this is not an emergency. We're trying to get information so that we can inform next steps about how to keep our schools open. We don't want to be in a position to have to enact additional restrictions. We want to be able to have our schools reopen further and safely. So that is where we're at with the testing.
If my math is right, Doctor, we are on track right now to move from a yellow precautionary zone to an orange zone, which would come with more restrictions. How mm-hmm. close are we to crossing that threshold?
Well, the threshold is more than the positivity rate. I think if you look at the positivity rate, we're there, if not close. But there are additional criteria that I need to look into that have to do with hospitalizations and other metrics. But what I will say is that, you know, before we entered the yellow zone, the governor's office was in touch with local leadership about the implementation of yellow zone here. And I have every reason to believe that we're not going to go into orange zone as a surprise. And there have been no discussions about orange zone here. So I think the plan is to implement the yellow zone steps and see how it goes before we make any decisions about where to go further than that, because we haven't had the time yet in a week to implement or even see the results of the yellow zone steps. So, you know, I think we have to be concerned about what's ahead, but I think we need to focus on what the task is before us right now.
I want to ask you, when we look to the federal government strategy for dealing with this crisis, what will you want to see from a Biden administration?
I'd like to see a uniform leadership that emphasizes science, that emphasizes testing, that emphasizes masks. What I think we've tried to implement locally, I'd like to see at a broader level, because we're all in this together. And we saw this with how New York went through the pandemic early, and then the rest of the country had their so-called second wave in the summertime. You know, we're a global community. We don't stay in one place. We travel. We want to travel. We should be traveling. And in that we do, we can't just expect that we'll do well if we just do well as Monroe County. And we're not even doing great as Monroe County, unfortunately, right now. So we need to have broader leadership that emphasizes testing and science and using our masks and taking these precautions and not having to worry about enforcement, because at the end of the day, you know, people do the right thing because it's the right thing to do for themselves, for their family, and for their community.
And, Doctor, I know you have to go. I just have one last question. Mm-hmm. For some people, not wearing masks or practicing social distancing is a political statement.
Yeah.
Is it too late in the game, especially in our sharply polarized country, for Joe Biden or any other leader to break through that mindset?
Well, I think we have to stop thinking that this is political. I mean, we will have a new president in January, but people who didn't vote for Joe Biden need to understand that this is about their health, too. You know, in my role, I emphasize the science and the health of it, because that's what doctors do. And wearing a mask is no more political than wearing a seatbelt. And, you know, we do these things because it's in the best interest of our health. Nobody is enforcing whether we look both ways when we cross the street. But we look both ways when we cross the street because it's in our own best interest and it's in the best interest of our community. You know, we've got to get back to the point where we weigh decisions based on the common good and our individual good, and not whether it's been, you know, discussed in a political fashion or not.
Dr. Michael Mendoza is Monroe County's Commissioner of Public Health. You've been so generous with your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. Have a good day.